This is Kaya Biz.
Kaya Biz.
With Gugule Dumfopi.
On Kaya 959.
On the street.
On the air.
If you've just joined us, you are going to hear the phenomenal outcomes of an initiative that's really encouraging volunteerism within the corporate space. You might recall last week, Wednesday, I wasn't present, right? Georgie was holding the fort for me here. And that's because I joined Momentum Metropolitan with their annual Lesedi Awards as we celebrated the culture of giving, the spirit of volunteerism. And tonight, we speak to one of the recipients of the Spirit of Volunteerism Award. Well, not one of the recipients, the only one, and key leader for 2022 is Faiza Marshman to give us some insight into her role, not only in the organization as an administration manager for Momentum Corporate, but more so what has actually afforded her the opportunity to delve into volunteerism and do so in a manner that benefits all members of a community, including the entity she works for. Faiza, welcome to the show and thank you so much for your time.
Hi, Gugule. Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Oh, what a delight. I recall the excitement that was set across the evening as you won your award and, of course, made your way to the stage. So congratulations again. This is
by no means a
small feat and really does speak to, the effort that you've applied as a recipient of the Spirit of Volunteering Award. So on that note, I think maybe let's give some of our listeners a brief understanding, right, of the award and what it really does signify.
The word Lesedi, so this is the Lesedi Awards, okay? So the word Lesedi in Sesotho means light.
Yes.
Bring relief, ease and comfort to those less fortunate. Momentum Metropolitan established this award to recognize employees who undertake charitable and volunteer work in their communities. The award celebrates those employees who goes above and beyond the commitment to charitable efforts. It is also a way for the company Momentum to show the appreciation and support for what we as volunteers do in the community. Mm.
And that's really needed because so often individuals volunteer and their efforts aren't understood, acknowledged or even appreciated. And this really does say a lot about the spirit of volunteerism. But Faiza, I can imagine a number of individuals who are listening tonight might wonder, okay, well, you've won an award for the spirit of volunteering, but we don't know what it is that you volunteer into. So share your story with us and tell us more about how you got into volunteerism and some of the beneficiaries that you support.
Okay, so Google, in my personal space, when purchasing a home, I found myself deciding across a home for the aged, where I witnessed how the aged members of our community were neglected without support or care from family members and loved ones. This compelled me to provide a caregiving role to the aged, which included providing meals at my own expense. In addition to this, the scourge of drug abuse and widespread domestic violence found its way to my doorstep. And all this coupled with the murder of my beloved sister at the hands of her husband in October 1992. And today, as new challenges cross my path, I tackle and engage, head on with the community. So the kind of volunteer work that I do in the area includes attending to any and all needs of the elderly, providing food parcels if possible, spoiling the elderly with lotion, soap, vitamins, etc. Whenever and whatever products might get sponsored from various people. Periodically, I'll pay tag of visits to the elderly, and this really also lights up their face and puts a smile on their face.
Mm.
Just giving the elderly of your time makes an enormous difference to their lives. I've also devised a feeding scheme where I partner with various organizations and we serve hot meals to the community.
Yeah.
Other activities of my volunteer work include assisting the poor, providing grocery parcels, assisting abused women and children by arranging for assistance in a safe place when necessary, assisting the drug addict that wants to come clean, to be placed in a reputable rehabilitation center. I actually arranged it through our local drug action group. And then we take the family to the interview and support them and walk them through that path.
Wow.
Wow. The initiative that I do is the patients that are battling with our public health service. Oh, that is another battleground.
I can imagine.
I try to ensure that actually services are rendered to the needy, that they actually get what they need. I'm also involved with local government to help resolve community issues. There's a need, and I assist with that. I'm also part of a patrollers group called the OP Patrollers, meaning old parts once they live. So we keep the community safe, and we assist if there's a need for, you know, like in terms of crime security. We are vetted with SAP, so it's all legal, not vigilantes. So it's all about board.
Yeah, and if I can jump in there. Yeah, Faiza, this sounds phenomenal. And I'm thinking about how you help the aged and the elderly, helping young children with food parcels as well, and feeding hungry and homeless individuals. This is a great feat, right? And really needed within the South African environment. If we think about how you've got a great, comfortable home, you've got a great job. What keeps you motivated and driven to keep volunteering like this?
Giving back to the community fulfills my needs of wanting to make changing people's lives,
yeah.
Bringing people together, giving people hope for the future and a quality of life. It gives me a unique sense of purpose. It also gives me a sense of accomplishment, pride and identity. Giving back to the community helps me grow as a person. It also boosted my self-esteem. And I met so many new friends along the road, which actually became family.
And I think that's so important, this level of camaraderie and partnership there, Faiza. Faiza, I'm also keen to understand if you've, started volunteering before the pandemic, and what changes you've seen, you know, before the pandemic and now after the pandemic. Is there enough support in the ecosystem from sponsors, from fellow volunteers and peers in the industry who also want to make a difference to society?
Because it is really, it's difficult to actually get a lot of funding. There is support, there is, a lot of other volunteering, there is things that come forward, but it's not enough. There's like a great need out there. Partnering with the company is actually volunteered, the company coming on board with us and standing by us, supporting me. It's really going to make an enormous difference in the community,
yeah.
Because there really is a lack of proper support out there.
And speaking of that, is it easier for you to be a volunteer individually in your own capacity, or have you found that it might be easier through your company? What kind of support
so currently
is
as a volunteering I do through my pocket and the help of family and friends, but volunteering through the company is going to make a huge, enormous difference. It's really going to make a huge impact.
And maybe you can tell us about, the ambitions and the goals that you have regarding the partnership with the company or with other peers. What next do you want to do to really make a difference in the lives of people that you meet?
Make a difference. The intention of what I actually need to do and where I need sponsorship and where I'm hoping the company is going to come in and help is to not establish a more permanent role in establishing an actual rehabilitation center or shelter for women, a soup kitchen. To make a real difference, you need something solid, something that you can always look back to and not always have to look around for sponsorship.
Yeah. Very true. And it's not just money, right, that's required. It's your time. And speaking of time.
Time, love.
Right, exactly. Time, love, all these key resources and other aspects that are required. And speaking of time, I recall a certain message being shared about a day off for volunteers. And I understand many employees like yourself who actually actively volunteer at Momentum Metropolitan do get a day off. What kind of difference does that make in your efforts?
Wow, that is simply amazing, hey? I mean, for a company to actually give an employee a day off per month just to do volunteerism, that is so awesome of our company. It must make a huge impact. There was a bit of buzz today because it was announced today, and a lot of people, some of the people within my team alone are looking forward to a day off to do things. And sort of, they were bouncing off me to check and see how they can help and do things. It's really going to be offering our employees, which is the aim and intention of the company to bring everybody on board with this project,
I like
this initiative.
Much needed, much needed. And enjoy your day off, Faiza. I won't ask how you use it, just in case you also need to rest or to volunteer on those days. But enjoy it and congratulations again. And I guess just a closing message. There might be someone who's listening to this conversation on the drive home. They can relate to the environment that you shared about where you stay and the kind of support you offer to society. For someone who perhaps hasn't even thought of volunteerism or doesn't know how to play a role, you know, is conflicted as to where do I help? How do I help? I don't have money to help, or I don't have time to help. How would you encourage the average South African to step out into the world and just volunteer? What would your words be to them?
My advice would be that anybody can turn a challenge, a problem, or an unpleasant situation that somebody's faced into a happy time, into a happy ending, okay? When you get the chance to make a difference in someone's life, you won't believe that the feeling that you encounter at that point in time will be successful. There's a famous, I can refer them to a famous spiritual quote that I specifically like.
Yeah.
We make a living by what we get, but we make a life by what we actually give. You know, so everybody, if you can go out there, make a difference, make a change, give some light, love, and laughter to somebody in need. It's not always about money. It's, you know, just a good word, your presence can make a huge difference in somebody being down, somebody in need.
Definitely. Oh, Faiza, some solid words that you've given us there. And not just for individuals, but for individuals who work within corporates to make sure that their corporates can also partner with them to make a difference in individuals' lives. Thank you so much, Faiza. Congratulations again and all the best with your endeavors going forward.
Thank you, Gugu, and thank you for having me on your show.
Anytime. That's Faiza Marshman, who is administration manager at Momentum Corporate. That's her day job, but she's also such a phenomenal individual who continues to volunteer, as you've heard, for multiple organizations and institutions in her own time, and as such has received recognition from her employer, Momentum Metropolitan Group, through their Lesedi Awards, which celebrates the spirit of volunteerism. And she's the winner of the top award for this year, the Metropolitan Lesedi Awards, the Spirit of Volunteerism Award through the Lesedi Awards. So just shows again that even in your day job, you can get the necessary support to encourage corporate giving as well as volunteerism and receive the necessary accolades that come with it, right? Very important. This interview was brought to you by Momentum Metropolitan. Employee volunteering is one of Momentum Metropolitan's corporate social investments pillars of focus, with a dynamic staff volunteerism program that provides opportunities and resources for employees such as Faiza to support causes close to their hearts. Established back in 2016, the Lesedi Awards is an annual event held to acknowledge and honor the efforts and impact made by those volunteers. And we celebrate these individuals as they continue to shine just as a light, much needed light, in the lives of those around them through the spirit of volunteerism.
Kaya Talk on Kaya 959, on the street, on the air.